I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Iran, where newly dominant Islamic hardliners are purging the government of what they're calling corrupt influences. As this continues, there's a question of what might happen to Christians. Sat7's Terry Ascott says there's reason to be concerned.
What is worrying, perhaps, is the new hardline government is repositioning its supporters, its hardliners, into positions of influence in government. And this is very ominous in terms of the future. We could see a much worse situation for the church, especially, as I say, the apostate or underground convert church.
Next, a Muslim militant was executed for his part in the 2002 murders of three Southern Baptist International Mission Board medical workers in Yemen. The Baptist Press reports that Ali El-Jarallah plotted the attack, while Abed Abdul Razak Kamel actually carried it out. Kamel still faces execution. Kamel walked into the Jibla Baptist Hospital on December 30th and shot and killed William Cohen, Martha Myers, and Kathleen Garrity. Yemeni officials believe the two men were tied to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. And 90% of the children in a partner Worldwide Christian school don't have access to a Bible. Worldwide's Dale Dielman says for many parents, getting a Bible is nearly impossible. The average cost for a Bible is around 13% of the average monthly income. Dielman says they're in partnership with the Bible League to raise funds to put one Bible in the hands of every student of a Worldwide Christian school partner in Africa.
This is the Christian school's first textbook. If we can't have Bibles in the classrooms and Bibles in the hands of the children, how much, quote, Christian education can we really do?
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.